a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports, Dallin Graff and Matt Biamonte. Bowl season is almost upon us. We get more college football on the slate during the holidays, and it starts, I believe, the 20th. So we're just about a week away from bowl season, Matt, and ESPN put out this ranking of the 40 bowl games from least entertaining to the most entertaining. And I thought this was a pretty interesting list. Obviously, Utah State, BYU, and Utah all participating in bowl games. But where they were ranked, a little curious, I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that the list got the first game correct, which is Ohio State and Clemson. That is far more interesting than LSU and Oklahoma, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It gets a little off the rails, probably about 7 to 10. 7 is Minnesota versus Auburn. That's not really. I mean, I'm not racing home on January 1st from whatever I'm doing in the morning to tune into that game.
But they had that over Georgia versus Baylor, which is number 8. I mean, to me, that's one of the best games.
Yeah, because you want to see Georgia is legit, and you're curious if Baylor is legit.
Right.
Because Baylor's getting a lot of love, and we don't know. That's way more interesting than Minnesota and Auburn. Then at 9, Utah and Texas. I'm sorry. It's just not that interesting to me.
You don't like San Antonio? Is that it?
I actually really like San Antonio.
Great city.
San Antonio is underrated, Dallin. Don't disrespect San Antonio. But the matchup itself, Utah is not going to be interested in this game. The letdown of the Pac-12 championship game, they were on the doorstep of the college football playoff. Do we realize that? If Utah beats Oregon, they are probably – actually, let me start over because – last week, we didn't know what was going to happen between Oklahoma and Baylor. That game went to overtime. Oklahoma snuck by. If Utah beats Oregon, they're in.
Yeah.
I think that we can all agree that if Utah wins that game, they're in. And now they're in the Alamo Bowl? Then they're not interested. People are going to sit out. I mean, it's already starting to be reported. Jalen Johnson not expected to play in the Alamo Bowl. That is per Chris Camerani. And that could be the first of several. So... And Texas, I mean, Sam Ellinger is interesting, but
it's a 7-5 Texas team. It's not like, you know, it's not that exciting. And so here's kind of Utah, Texas at 9. Here's the other local ones. BYU versus Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl ended up at 28 out of 40. The one that I do agree with is at number 38, the Frisco Bowl, Utah State versus Kent State. And listen, like Utah State, Jordan Love, that's fine. Jordan Love's going to play in the bowl game, so that's entertaining. But Kent State, yeah,
no.
I just, yeah, that's it's probably
no,
a no.
That's not interesting. That's not even a, I might turn it on if I'm at home doing nothing. That's a, oh, that game's on. I'm going to move over to A Christmas Story for the 77th time in my life.
Are you picking a Hallmark movie over Utah State, Kent State?
The fact that I have to think about that indicates exactly where that game ranks. The one that is really, I think, improperly ranked is BYU versus Hawaii.
Okay. Is it just because the bowl game is being played in the state of Hawaii? Does that matter?
Yes. Well, yes, that does matter. I think that, I mean, that's a destination that people want to go to. So I do think there's a little more juice for playing in the game. But the matchup is actually interesting. I mean, Hawaii is good. They're a good team, and they play a really fun type of football. I mean, I remember when this season began, I raced home to see the end of the Hawaii-Arizona game, and Hawaii makes a game-saving tackle at the one-yard line to knock off Arizona. This Hawaii team is good. And so by no means is BYU going to Hawaii, and they're going to blow out Hawaii.
Yeah, or the reverse there. I don't think Hawaii is going to blow out BYU either. I think it'll be a competitive game and entertaining at that, especially when you consider the games that they have ranked ahead of this. How about this, number 25, the Camellia Bowl.
Oh.
Florida International versus Arkansas State. You're telling me, and like, if you're a BYU fan, get rid of BYU bias here. Like, you're telling me you'd rather watch Florida International versus Arkansas State on December 21st than you would rather watch BYU versus Hawaii on Christmas Eve, the only game being played on Christmas Eve.
The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, Appalachian State versus UAB, number 23.
Again, I mean, yes, Appalachian State, great. You know, they're a ranked team. They're pretty good, but you'd rather watch that game on than BYU-Hawaii.
On December 27th, the Military Bowl. Are you rushing to your television set to watch North Carolina take on the Temple Owls?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, so here's a question then. It's not just team, I don't think. Location matters. We talked about this as we were kind of preparing for the show. In your mind, there's kind of maybe tiers to the bowl games, and a lot of that is based on the destination itself, correct?
That does play a part, yeah. I mean, I think about, we talked about this off the air, and I'm going to bring it to the air here on Unrivaled, but I view bowl games in like three kind of tiers. You got your tier one, which is the playoff and the New Year's Six and the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, all those things we know and love as college football fans. Tier two is your Alamo Bowls, your Holiday Bowls, your Citrus Bowls, your Outback Bowls. And I put in that tier the Hawaii Bowl. Now, this can change depending on the matchup. I mean, if that was Utah State and Kent State in the Hawaii Bowl, that's not a Tier 2 bowl game. But a lot of the time, I think we are getting a semi-interesting matchup in the Hawaii Bowl. And then the Tier 3 is that nasty Frisco Bowl and some other things like that. I'm glad that those teams are going to a bowl game. I don't want to cut those bowls out because I think it's a great experience for those players in those universities. But as a fan, I'm not watching those. And yeah, the location does play a role because if BYU and Hawaii were playing – I can't remember the name of the bowl game, but the one that plays in New York in Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
That's not as interesting as it is in Aloha Stadium on the island of Oahu. I love that place.
Yeah, and I'm sure players and teams would much rather go to Hawaii
than the famous
Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho. I'd have to agree.
There's a lot more wives on BYU's football team making this bowl trip than last year.
Than going to
year.
Boise. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I have a thought with this that I think it matters the schedule of games that you're going to catch on this game. As I said earlier, BYU is the only team that's playing on Christmas Eve. So if you want to watch college football on Christmas Eve, then that's the game you're going to be watching. And yeah, it's a late kickoff, and you're probably doing something. But wait, you could put it on the TV while you're decorating Christmas cookies or opening some early Christmas gifts, whatever it is your tradition is, right? When Utah is playing Texas on New Year's Eve at 7:30 p.m.
You're not watching.
And it's the fifth game that day. And you're telling me that fans are going to be sitting there all day or are going to take time out of their night to watch that game, and that's going to be, you know, more appealing than BYU versus Hawaii on Christmas Eve? I don't think so. I think that matters.
You're going to dinner. You're getting your party started.
Yeah.
Maybe you're watching New Year's Rockin' Eve. I don't know what your traditions are, but at 7:30, you are not sitting down and tuning into that game.
Right.
The Alamo. I mean, now, if that was Utah versus, I'm trying to think of, if that was Utah versus Baylor, then
fantastic.
Then maybe I am watching that on New Year's Eve, but not Utah versus Texas in the Alamo Bowl. So, yeah, matchup matters, and obviously the time matters.
Right. So in order to maybe upset some Utah fans here, I want to ask you, is the BYU versus Hawaii Bowl a more entertaining bowl than Utah versus Texas in San Antonio?
I'm going to answer this question with a percentage. It is 100%. It's absolute. I mean, we're already seeing it. Jalen Johnson not playing. What if most of the interesting Utah players don't play? Zach Moss, Bradley and I, Tyler Huntley.
Lucky Fotu. Yeah.
And no offense to Utah's offense, but they haven't been as electric to the eyes as Hawaii's offense. Hawaii's offense is slinging around. I mean, the Hawaii Bowl could be who gets the 50? You win the football game. That is interesting football. Utah, if their best players aren't playing, that is not interesting football. And so I think that the BYU-Hawaii game is absolutely 100% a more interesting football game, the Hawaii Bowl.
I love it, Matt. I love it. All right, let us
know. Give me a compelling argument otherwise.
Yeah, let us know. 57500, you can text in, comment on KSL Unrivaled on Twitter. Let us know what you think. Utah fans, BYU fans, maybe Utah State's feeling left out. If you have some thoughts on that, let us know here on the show. But when we come back, we've got more ahead, correct, Matt?
Yeah. Yes, we have more coming up, Dallin. I mean, we got some great sound from Mark Pope. He actually thinks that BYU basketball is better because Yoli Childs missed the first 9 games. You don't want to miss it. Don't miss it. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.